This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, March 29th. God's word to you today is Faith Moves. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 5, verse 8, and it says, "When you get your inside world, your mind and your heart put right, then you can see God in the outside world." This is taken from the Message translation. Your heart and your mind determine what you see through your eyes. It is not your physical eyes that determine what you see. It is your heart and your mind that determines what you see, not your eyes. The solution to having the inside world, the heart and the mind put right, is Jesus. It is only Jesus that can give you clarity. I know that as far as we are on this side of eternity, we will not have all the answers. Having clarity does not mean you will have all the answers. Having clarity just means that you know what to do next. You do not have all the answers, but you know what to do next. One day you'll see everything with perfect clarity. Then we will know everything completely, just as God knows us now. This is 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, paraphrased. Until that day, when we will know everything completely, as God knows us now, until then, we'll follow Jesus one step at a time. Having to disciple people, I observe that people have a lot of questions. But I see people struggling because they try to answer all their questions before they take their next step in God. People want to have all the boxes checked before checking their next steps in God. I say to them, and I'm saying to you, something that is the truth of my life also. You do not need to have all the answers before you can take the next steps in God. You do not need to have all your questions answered before you can trust God. You do not. Someone once asked me if I had the same questions that he was faced with. I said I had the exact same questions, and he was curious to know how I overcame that phase of my life. Then he said something that was very interesting. He said, "Looking at you, it is as if you do not have any questions. It is as if you have all your questions answered." I laughed and I said, "Not at all. I have a lot of questions. In fact, when I see Jesus, we'll go for lunch, sit down, and have a conversation." And he said, "Really?" I said, "Yes." Then he asked me how I moved past it. I said, "I walk with the light I know. I trust God, and I take the next step." In fact, there are questions I had 10 years ago that really bothered me. But I trusted God, and I took my next step in what I know. Guess what? In taking my next step, light came for the questions I was asking. Interestingly, I did not even know when the questions were answered. I just knew the answers to them because I obviously grew in God. If I had not taken that step, insisting that I would not move until I get all my questions answered, I will never get the answer because some answers are only available to certain levels. If you do not take steps to that next level, you will not get the answers to those questions at your current level. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I admit I have many questions and I do not know what lies ahead, but I put my trust in you and I follow you one step at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.